It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Everybody, welcome back to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 129 here with Rylan in person, probably for the last time besides the next episode, but for the last week for a while.
Yeah, it's going to be a while. So
taking him back tomorrow.
Yeah, episode 129. And we're about to record 130. So
yeah.
After this. But before this episode starts, join our Discord. I know you hear me, but you guys still don't do it. It's every episode, but you know, it's just something you do, interact with us, and, you know, other people in our community.
Yeah. You should. Yeah. But you guys don't.
Yeah. You guys never listen.
All right, we have Call of Duty Black Ops 6 roadmap has been revealed.
So what I got here is, with Call of Duty Black Ops 6 Season 1 now only a week away, Treyarch has, you know, taken the time to reveal a roadmap featuring the weapons, maps, and modes, you know, players can look forward to. There's going to be a whole bunch of different maps and everything. New weapons? I wonder what new weapons. Maybe overpowered. I need weapons.
That shotgun. That
shotgun's ridiculous in zombies.
Oh my gosh.
Speaking of zombies, in this article, there's a certain map.
I've seen that.
But, you know, the team behind this year's first-person shooter hit detailed their plan in a lengthy post on, you know, Call of Duty's website. There are a few highlights, you know, that we know about. The Warzone revamp and, you know, a fresh batch of new, you know, maps for multiplayer and zombies. There's going to be new multiplayer maps as well, not just zombies.
Good.
So, you know, more of the map rotation and stuff like that. Awesome. We recently just got Nuketown.
Last week?
Yeah.
A week ago,
exactly. Today. It's time of recording, so. It's fun. Nuketown's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Like, just like the original.
Yeah. But, you know, there are plenty of other, like, surprises besides, you know, the maps and stuff like that. In today's update, it should get, you know, players excited. This includes, you know, a handful of new operators. Here's what operators.
Really. I mean, the operators kind of washed this year.
Yeah, the operators aren't good. I mean, I get they're going to add more, but
yeah, but still,
the only good one's like Woods.
And you got to pay for it now. It used to be included with the base game. Now you got to buy the Vault Edition in order to even get Woods.
Yeah, it's dumb. It's really dumb. But, yeah, such as, you know, one based off franchises, a long-running replacer character, information about the launch of rank play later this month. Because rank play is going to come to Black Ops 6. Well,
nice.
I don't know how ranked works on Call of Duty. Really? Like, multiplayer-wise? I don't know how that works.
Was it kind of like the way it was for, like, Black Ops 2? Ranked that way?
Maybe, I'm not sure. But says there, Treyarch says Black Ops 6 Ranked is an, you know, experience it has been working towards since 2021's Call of Duty Vanguard, which was not a very good Call of Duty.
I never played it.
That's in my opinion. But you expect to see the launch, you know, of, you know, the Ranked November 21st. So, like, 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
Well, 13 days. Yeah, 13 days. Ranked in Call of Duty Black Ops 6. With what the team is calling several streamlined features innovations and updates included, changes to the ranking system, focus more on skill, a forfeit feature. So you can forfeit instead of just leaving the game. I guess you keep your XP.
That's cool. So if you're getting just completely killed, you can just forfeit.
And forfeit. Maybe the whole team can forfeit, maybe.
Maybe.
Because it says here, and map/mode voting.
Yeah, so you'd have to vote on it.
Yeah.
Forfeit.
Warzone is another attractive feature, coming with Season 1, and it includes the previously revealed Area 99 research map. We talked about this.
Yeah.
I don't know when, I forgot. It's been... we post too much.
Yeah.
But... every subsection of the map is essentially, works at its own smaller map to fight. Though, with the entire setting theme after an abandoned government testing site from the 50s. Because, it's based on the...
Yeah.
Call of Duty's based on all four.
That was in the 90s.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But it's an abandoned government test facility. Well, yeah, it is based in the Gulf War. Because this does take place in the 90s. But
yeah.
This is just from the 50s. Facility is.
Oh, that specific map.
Yeah. But that bears a striking resemblance to a fan favorite multiplayer map. No? Black Ops 6. So it's a government facility that looks like Nuketown. Huh. So it's going to kind of resemble Nuketown, kind of, I guess. That's what it says here in this article. So, but yeah, Black Ops 6 Warzone Season 1 will also, see the return of Yrzitin and Rebirth Island maps, as well as, the Plunder game mode.
Plunder. Second Warzone.
Good. Good.
The standard multiplayer, game mode, meanwhile, is getting, three new maps at launch: Hideout, Heirloom, and Extraction. There's the three maps, and there's modes like Ransack, Prop Hunt. Ooh, Prop Hunt's
fun.
I remember Prop Hunt in like Black Ops 2.
Black Ops 2, and then they brought it back later in like World War 2.
Play World War 2 like that.
Carter played the crap out of that.
He still does. Oh, well, actually, no, he doesn't really play Xbox anymore. But Prop Hunt and Ransack, along with, Hideout, Heirloom, and Extraction for the maps. That's also, obviously coming in Season 1. As are new weapons like the Krig C Assault Rifle, the Siren 9mm Special Weapon, the AMR Mod 4 Sniper, and even a Power Drill Melee Tool. That sounds rough.
Yeah, a little bit. Probably better than the baseball bat.
Maybe two hits, maybe just like...
That's rough.
That sounds rough.
Yeah, that would hurt.
But zombie fans can look at three new special gobble gums.
Oh, nice.
So there's going to be new gobble gums and a new map called the Citadelli.
I like the gobble gums. I'm happy they brought those back from Black Ops 3.
Yeah, so there's going to be gobble gums. There are three new gobblegums and a new map called Citadelli Des Mortis. I think that's how you say it. It's a weird name. But, that looks like a dusty medieval castle. It's just like a castle type map, which is cool, I guess.
Yeah, we still haven't played Terminus, though. So.
Yeah, we need to play Terminus. We haven't played it.
Might play it after we record. Well, after I record a call later. Because he usually wants to play after we record. So.
I haven't played much.
I haven't played since we played when we done that Easter egg on Liberty Falls.
Yeah. But, much of what is shown today, arrive when Black Ops 6 Season 1 drops November 14th. So everything I mentioned, the ranked stuff, the multiplayer maps, zombie map, game modes, etc., just be coming here on the 14th. So, which is cool.
6 days.
Yeah. So, yeah. You guys keep a lookout for that. It's awesome. You know, a whole bunch of new stuff, new guns, sniper, SMG, assault rifle. Yeah, just a whole bunch of different stuff. I can't wait. I mean,
yeah, Black Ops 6 is... I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah.
Best Call of Duty I've played in several years since Black Ops 3 for me.
Yeah, I mean, we played Cold War, but that Cold wasn't... That
but
wasn't,
we played it late, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we like, played it late. We didn't play at the exact
yeah,
year.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good, but
the
we
last,
played it late.
The last Call of Duty that I like... Actually, I had fun fully, and it was the year was Modern Warfare 2019 because that is a good Call of Duty. It was the last good multiplayer wise, besides Cold War.
Yeah, it was good.
Because I actually played it in 2019, so yeah, it was pretty nice.
I played a little bit of it in 2019.
Yeah, not bad.
Modern Warfare 2 and Modern Warfare 3, not that good.
No. We're not talking about the originals. We're talking about...
No, the originals were good.
Originals are the goods.
All right. Fortnite, or OG Fortnite, returns permanently in December.
Yeah. I thought you would like this topic.
I do.
Because, you know, OG Fortnite last year,
it was...
The
only one worth playing. If they have OG Fortnite in... what's the game mode that we like?
Reload.
Because
yeah. Reload is OG Fortnite. It's just...
The map's different.
It's Rebirth. It's like a smaller version of the OG map. Because it has like... The motel and stuff like that from... After one map. I'm pretty sure now it actually has Paradise Palms.
Nice.
From Season 5.
Yeah.
But last year, you know, Epic Games brought back Fortnite's original island in a, you know, month-long event called Fortnite OG. The chance to revisit the earliest version of the game was wildly, you know, popular with players, and now reports emerging that OG Fortnite will be returning on a permanent basis starting in December. So literally next month, we're going to have OG Fortnite again, which is awesome.
Maybe I'll start playing Fortnite.
Literally, okay, whenever, you know, OG Fortnite first came out, it says right here, over 44.7 million users logged in to play. That's the most Fortnite's ever had.
Yeah.
Like, ever. Like, not playing it once. That's the most Fortnite's ever had. That's saying something, because you know how...
People like the original map. It's yeah. good.
But, you know, Fortnite leakers Sheena BR and HypeX were the first to report the news. The first 10 seasons of Fortnite, which, you know, collectively make up Chapter 1, are said to be returning on a monthly basis. So I'm guessing, like, it's going to switch through season or something. That's what it's saying here. So it'll probably just reset after season 10. It'll go back to, like, season 1, whatever. Because it says permanently.
But they'll just switch each season.
Like, monthly maybe or something like that. Because it says...
Maybe eventually we'll get the primal season back.
I don't know. Maybe.
I hope so. Because
it's just saying Fortnite OG, so it's meaning the chapter... One map.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, the Primal Season might actually come back because the Chapter 2 map's in the... But, I mean, actually...
Chapter 2 Season 6 is the...
I don't agree, but that's your opinion. I didn't like the guns, really.
Because
I was
everything. The Raptors, man. The Raptors were awesome.
Yeah, that was cool. I liked the dinosaurs. But, But, yeah... There's going to be, like, only the OG loot will be supported. So there's only going to be, like, OG loot from the, obviously, the original chapter. So, like, the old SMG with the TAC shotgun, pump, AR. Basically, the ones that are in Reloaded, but some of the, just basically all the older ones. Which is pretty cool, too.
Yeah. Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. They scour the globe for original, handmade, absolutely remarkable things.
And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a non-profit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date.
When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists, small, independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they'll sell out this holiday season.
Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the United States. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. They even have gifts you can personalize.
To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/2BG. That's uncommongoods.com/2BG for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
As I said, with the 44.7 million, that was marked as the most popular single day in history for the game. That massive response surely played a role in the decision to bring Fortnite OG back. So that's one of the reasons why they won.
A lot of people probably stopped playing after they took it out. And I did.
I quit playing because my PlayStation died. Because, I got banned, which is
some reason
of Sony. We went over it.
Yeah, we did.
Listen, Sony, you should unban my account. That's 6 years worth of crap
for no reason.
Yeah, but none of this has been confirmed by Epic Games yet, but these leakers, this guy named this HypeX guy, he's like never wrong when it comes to leaks. He's one of those, basically confirmed since you said it. But, this support, suggests that the official reveal may occur, alongside the presumed Chapter 6 map, too. But when Chapter 6, that map comes out.
Supposed to on December 1st.
Yeah, so when that map comes out, they're probably going to announce the Fortnite OG coming back. And then it'll probably be later, December maybe?
Probably.
I don't think they're going to do it at the same time.
No, because they want people to play the new season.
Yeah.
The new map, and then maybe release it maybe halfway through December, like around the 15th or so.
Yeah, but before Fortnite Chapter 2 Remix comes to an end, rapper Eminem will return to the game on November 7th. He came back yesterday. Players can defeat Eminem in a battle to earn his mythic RG minigun, rap god minigun. You fire the bullets, and this says lines from the rap god part, and like how fast he's rapping and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It says that whole like verse basically. Whenever the minigun overheats, he says it's weird.
Nice.
But it is. But if not, if that's not enough for players, Fortnite Chapter 6 is set to launch on December 1st, shortly after the Remix finale event concludes. So, literally, probably a day after Chapter 2 Remix, the next season's coming out. Kind of how, the Fortnite OG did with the Zeus season. Like, they did the Fortnite OG, and then a day later, they released that Zeus season.
Right.
So, yeah, pretty cool. So Fortnite OG will return permanently in December. That's awesome.
Definitely is. Yeah, I might. Whenever it does come back, I might play Fortnite again.
Yeah.
A little bit. And go back to Black Ops 6.
Black Ops 6. Well, I mean, I'm almost 2. Really played much.
I'm max level, but want to get the whatever crap that game guns called, I can't remember now.
The Val?
Yeah, the Val.
AS Val.
Yeah, I want to get it max before
Siege. It's an AR, isn't it?
Yeah. Good. All right. Call of Duty Warzone Mobile is making major changes on November 14th.
Same day they're doing all their stuff for Black Ops and stuff like that. So they're not just making changes to Black Ops and the original Warzone, they're making changes to Warzone Mobile, which we haven't played in a while.
We need to.
Been forever. I'm pretty sure I still have it on my phone.
I know I have it on my iPad.
Yeah, I do. I still have it on my phone.
Good. It's really good.
It is good. It's a really good
game.
It looks like it's a console game on mobile.
Yeah.
But, you know, due to some up and coming, integrations with Call of Duty Black Ops 6, publisher Activision has confirmed that the minimum specifications of, Call of Duty Warzone Mobile will be updated with the start of Season 1 on November 14th. Activision says, the new improvements coming later this month will, require Call of Duty Warzone, like all Call of Duty Warzone Mobile users, to be on devices with either iOS 17, Android 13, or higher. So you're going to have to obviously have that, higher update for, your iOS or Android device with a GPU compatible of blindness texturing. Call of Duty Warzone Mobile has already ranked and plenty of money for Activision following its worldwide launch earlier this year. While the new title didn't quite bring the same amount of Call of Duty Mobile, but it still reportedly saw an impressive 1.6 million in its first 4 days. That is $1.6 million, according to the data estimates via Pocket Gamer. While Call of Duty counterpart Call of Duty Warzone will soon share new updates with the most recent Call of Duty Black Ops 6 update. So there's certain specs here that there's like Call of Duty is confirmed like the minimum specs for Warzone Mobile now. So there's new specs for Warzone Mobile and everything.
It's going to require iOS 17 or higher, and then Android 13.
Yeah. So with the launch of Warzone X Black Ops 6 Season 1 on November 14th, the free-to-play battle royale game will be fully integrated with Treyarch Studios' new entry. That means all the players' weapons, operators, and more will be connected with Warzone outside of the major features like Omni movement. So is Omni movement going to be in Warzone Mobile?
Maybe. That'd be cool.
That's what it's basically kind of saying here.
Be okay with that.
Yeah. That'd be cool. But, this means that Warzone Mobile will be receiving, the same treatment which Activision says will require the game's mobile specifications to be increased. Here's a little quote. We've been heads down working on the latest shared features like Omni movement and connected content coming with Black Ops 6 and Warzone Season 1 and beyond, plus exciting QOL updates. The studio said in a new Twitter post that we, with these innovations, improvements, and meaningful technical advancements coming to mobile, we're going to be updating our minimum specifications. So, like as Ashton said, and as I said as well, iOS 17 or up.
Yeah.
And that's really it. But it does say here, an official FAQ includes a list of full devices known to be unsupported for, players on a unsupported device. Activision says those already on version 3.10 will still be able to play until May 5th of next year. So May 5th, 2025. If you still have update or version 3.10 on, unsupported devices, you will still be able to play Warzone.
Okay, good.
But you will not receive the new Season 1 content, version 3.10, will then, you know, become unplayable from
the aforementioned.
Yep. So the latest changes to the popular mobile Call of Duty game comes less than 2 months after the Warzone mobile team was hit with layoffs. Did we ever talk about that?
I don't think so.
I don't think we talked. I know we talked about a lot of layoffs.
Yeah. I don't know if I remember seeing that.
I don't either. But despite the massive success, you know, that the title found earlier this year, the development studio was included with the latest round of layoffs at Microsoft, which, you know, occurred on September 12th.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that.
We didn't talk.
I didn't see it.
I didn't either. Although, you know, it's unclear how many staff members were laid off specifically from Warzone Mobile, Microsoft confirmed that a total of 650 employees were laid off across its entire gaming division. I feel bad for all those people.
Oh, definitely. Layoffs suck.
Yeah. But, yeah, there's just all the stuff going to be happening for Warzone Mobile and everything.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Warzone Mobile might have Omnimove and stuff like that.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, so
I didn't expect that. Like, I mean, I expected probably to come to Warzone, but not Warzone Mobile.
Yeah, so that's awesome that they're going to do that and everything, so.
All right, that's all the topics we have. We appreciate you guys for listening. Follow our podcast socials, our Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts.
Yeah.
Join our Discord. Follow all of our other podcast socials like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Do
everything.
No, just everything.
Pretty much. Our merch on Redbubble. TeePublic, mainly just TeePublic now.
Yep.
But TeePublic. If you want to listen to our sports podcast, go ahead. It's Brothers Sports Podcast. Not Two Brothers Sports Podcast. It's just
Brothers Sports Podcast.
So look us up. We're on every podcasting platform.
Same with, you know, how we're same on every podcast platform on this podcast. So
yeah. And on that podcast, we did a collab with the Cloud Crew podcast yesterday, and that was a good time. So
yeah, it's our listen longest to our episode yet. So
yeah. Which they always have long episodes, and they try for at least an hour while we do for half an hour.
Yeah.
But go listen to that episode on our Brother Sports podcast, or go listen to the Cloud Crew podcast.
Yep. So shout out to them.
Yep. All right. We appreciate you guys for listening. Catch you in the next episode.
Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.